going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Josh Vernier, of course, is on Deck Show tonight. Coming up at 5:30, Game 2, Royals-Rockies from Kauffman Stadium, right here on 96.5 The Fan. Last night, for what a wild game. It, you know, that just, it was teetering towards being one of the ugliest losses in a while for the Royals.
Oh, it without question would have been the worst loss of the season. Shoot, man, when it was lining up like it was going to be a 1-0 victory, a 2-0 victory, I was still expecting a somewhat somber postgame show because I know Royals fans were hoping that the Rockies would be taken behind some sort of a woodshed and put in their place. But no, I was listening earlier. I think you guys put it pretty well. Gold, I think you said it. Yeah, it looked like two bad teams playing some bad baseball for quite a while last night with, yeah, Chris Bubich continuing to impress, but an offense and defense and base running that just – it. 24 games into the season, I think we've seen maybe two well-rounded ball games. You know, the win on Sunday, the win yesterday, they weren't clean, they weren't pretty, they weren't easy, they were kind of grimy, you know, for as much as, hey, good moments here. Mikel, Bobby each steal a base. Well, Mikel's getting picked off of second base. Great performance out of the bullpen again from Daniel Lynch and Lucas Erceg, but then you have the whole Carlos Estevez issue. Some great moments offensively and some, you know, disappointing. Sure, very happy with Freddie Fermin, very happy with Drew Waters, but what has plagued this team offensively, and that's, of course, Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, in key situations, India and Massey, those issues continue to present themselves. So, again, we're yet to hear what we all fell in love with last summer with this team. We're still waiting for the sophomore album to sound or look anything like what we fell in love with last year.
It's like, while they figure that out, I don't care if they win every game 2-1 against the Rockies, right? Like, just win is probably the part that I'm most concerned with right now. Bubich, I mean, like, very rarely, in my opinion, do you trade away the third best starter on your team from the year before and not miss him. Like, to this point, Chris Bubich has made it so it doesn't
matter. Cody, and the return hasn't been good.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Jonathan India has been below average. I'm not going to say that he's been bad, but he hasn't been good. To think that that isn't flooding the text line right now. And you know, Brady Singer's 3-0 with a 3.8 ERA in Cincinnati. Nobody brings it up because of how well Chris Bubich has done, where if you wanted to, you could say, hey, JJ, your flawless record right now looks like it might be taking an L early on, but still, people want Estevez out, right? Cody, I heard you call someone an idiot and stupid earlier in the show.
Sorry.
Yeah, people are losing their minds, but no one going after that trade. No, it's a great point.
Like, the way I view it, and like with Estevez, is like the way I view it is like the Guardians. I look at the teams that I remember being good pretty much a majority of my life. The Guardians' best reliever for a number of years might have either been Cody Allen or other, and they didn't use those in just the ninth inning. Having a closer is one thing. That doesn't mean it's your best reliever. I like Erceg in a million different spots. I like Estevez in the ninth.
Right.
I don't think that those things have to be mutually exclusive.
Well, and listen, if Estevez sucks, they're not going to put him out there in the ninth inning, but his contract gives him the ninth inning. Also, Urseg's ability to be malleable throughout the course of a game allows him to be that fireman. And the reason why the fan base loves Lucas Urseg is because he was a part of that debut album and the best part of it, right? Right after the trade deadline when you're like, oh my God, we're going to the playoffs. We finally have someone coming out of the bullpen. He's basically Wade Davis. Yeah, so people love Lucas Urseg. Estevez is the new guy that's only been a part of this disappointing sophomore album. So, of course, they want him out.
The way I view it, and I guess just out of curiosity, has Lynch officially made himself the third most reliable guy? Are they going to go to him third or fourth now?
Well, it's hard to argue. They need Zerpa. I mean, unless you think that this rotation is going to be one of the five best in Major League Baseball, and you know what? If they want to exceed what they did last season, forget that. They have to have Zerpa. Zerpa needs to be a powerful threat out of that bullpen. But without question, Daniel Lynch right now in the absence of Hunter Harvey is the third most reliable reliever in that bullpen and someone that you can use on back-to-back days. We've seen that, and we've seen him. I'm not going to say he's Lucas Urseg, but he's certainly okay with whatever role you need me in. A lot like Chris Bubich, man. They're just so much more mature, obviously, coming out of that 2018 draft, but they're just so cool and confident. They seem carefree out there, where, man, back in the day, it was so clear, so easy to read Daniel Lynch and how he's performing. You could see Chris Bubich huffing and puffing out there on the mound. And listen, I know they're having success, so it's easy to look cool out there, but you can just see that each one of these guys has almost half a decade of big league baseball, or at least professional baseball experience, under their belt.
We're talking to Josh Fernier, our Royals insider. Again, his on-deck show tonight, 5:30, as the Royals go for game two against the Rockies. We were looking at the 25-game stretch now. I guess it's a 24-game stretch that they're about to embark on, and there's only one team currently with a winning record. The Boston Red Sox are going to face. It feels like if this offense is going to get going, and I'm with you, I believe it will at some point. If it's going to happen, though, it feels like this is the stretch here to get things figured out.
Yeah, you would hope so, but listen, the kid that you're going to face, the Royals are going to face tomorrow, Chase Dolander, one of the top 100 mm-hmm. prospects. You'd like to think you could get right off of him, or the former All-Star Marquez that you're going to face tonight, who's not having the best start to the season. Yeah, you would love to think that, but through 24 games, I have nothing to base that hope off of. I'm still relying on Salvi's baseball reference page and Vinny's track record and Bobby's, as we saw last year, ability to come up clutch in the big moments. I'm going to rely on what Jonathan India's done in his career. Michael Massey maybe is a little bit more faith than it is evidence. You hope that they get started soon, because again, if this continues, if Vinny continues to hit 200 with runners in scoring position, if Salvi and Bobby are below 200 with runners in scoring position, this team's going nowhere. We can't really talk about how deep can this team get into October. We really can't even talk about who this team is, what this team is, until we see those four bats at the top at least get back to a league average output offensively. And then we'll see, what a difference Michael Garcia is making. Wow, Drew Waters is really helping to take this team to another level. But, man, they just need to get back to the baseline, right? They just need to get back to not even what they were doing last year. They just need to get back to being a decent offense, not one of the three worst in the sport.
Which ranking, I guess, in concern order? Is Salvi 1, India 2, Vinny 3? How would you rank them 1 through 3 in most concerning start? They're all bad or having bad starts to the season. Which one is, the most worrisome?
Oh, boy. I guess I'll say Jonathan India, because, he adds a lot of value, certainly in the clubhouse and in the dugout. But I think defensively, at best, he's league average, wherever you want to put him, second, third, left field. So he needs to produce offensively. And again, this is the big addition from last offseason. You parted with Brady Singer to to add this guy, to be on base in front of Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, how many times did we hear the stat of how often Bob came to the dish without someone on base? Well, it's still happening, and now they're just walking Bob because the two guys hitting behind him aren't hitting either. So I would say Jonathan India, one. I guess I'll say Salvi, too, just because of his age. Yes, the numbers say he's one of the five most unlucky hitters in Major League Baseball. Take with that what you will. I want to say Vinny's number two because the strikeouts are very puzzling. Vinny struck out three times on Sunday, just the fourth game in his career. He's had three punchouts. His strikeout percentage is inching towards 20%. This is a guy that as a rookie was at 11%, never been higher than 13. He's at 20 right now. But with Vinny, I'm thinking it's, you know, the two aspects of hitting are not aligned, the mental and the physical right now. I think he'll get it figured out. He's younger than Salvi, so I'll put Vinny in that three spot.
What about down in the minors? How impressed were you with what Cags did against Clayton Kershaw last night? How much stock do you put in that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Listen, I don't know how good Clayton Kershaw is, but if I'm Jack Caglione, I just took one of the five greatest lefties. I squared him up twice. So what that does for the confidence of Jack Caglione, I would like to think, is immeasurable. Does that mean that he could come up here and dominate right now? Probably not. If you want to bring up the Nick Kurtz kid that was just called up by the Oakland A's, right? Two picks before Jack Caglione, ranked 15 spots lower than Cags and MLB's top 100 prospects. The only difference there, Kurtz has already dominated AA, and this year he was dominating AAA. Cags is not, he's performing well, not dominating. A pretty interesting moment yesterday in the dugout. Jesse Newell of the Kansas City Star was asking JJ just a simple question to do some background, as the Star was at the game last night down there in AA. Vahir Gregorian was there, and Jesse asks, hey, what are you hoping to see out of Cags at AA? Just a generic, expecting a stock answer. It seemed to me as if JJ's sick of talking about Cags, so nice job, guys, yesterday by avoiding that question, because JJ kind of bit back with a, I want to see a hit him. I want to see him hit a double. He's in AA right now, and that's where he's going
to
be.
I'm trying to make it to May 3rd.
In our expert evaluation, I think they should not do anything to call him up to AAA until at least May 4th. That's just my expert evaluation.
Well, what was so crazy about that is he says, I want to see him hit a double. So then he goes and hits a double off of one of the greatest lefties that the sport has ever seen. And then he takes him back up the middle for a nice squared up single. So listen, Jack's doing everything that you would hope he would do, right? I mean, he's already had an 0 for 15 and come out of it, so he's checking a lot of boxes in the first month.
I guess the way I view it, and look, we're definitely part of the blame here, and I get, like, the organization's always wanting to be protective.
This has never happened, Cody. This has never happened where you have a team with playoff expectations in the big leagues and one of the top prospects in baseball in the minor leagues. This is something the Royals should celebrate.
For those who want to know, we got 140 people or so now heading down to Springfield to watch Cags play ball. So if you want more information, 965thefan.com, if you want to get tickets and come join us. We got a big crowd coming that way. I definitely like the Kershaw thing. I understand he's in a rehab start and he's not.
He's 37,
But, like, I mean, he had 2.5 ERA 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's still Clayton Kershaw in my mind. And it's, like, the lefty part. And I think you remember when we first asked JJ about him, Byrne, he made the very obvious point, which I think is actually more important. He said, it's not if he's getting hits, it's who he's getting hits off of. And it's like, okay, but if that's the standard, then you got to take big league picture with, you know, some value.
Right, and just the mental side of the game that Clayton Kershaw possesses, right? We could talk about, he's banged up, and he's, I don't believe even eligible to come off of the 60-day until the end of May, so it's still a long way before Kershaw is big league ready. But, Bartolo Colon, certain veterans, man, I don't care how old you are, and when you're the vintage and the caliber of Clayton Kershaw, man, you can just outthink a lot of AA hitters with your C-minus stuff. So for him, being unable to not only fool Jack Caglione or get him out, but Cags squared both of those things up. So seeing the ball well from a guy that is as deceptive as any lefty we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, he definitely has got to see that dominant Springfield Cardinal pitching staff first before they can make a decision. It has to
happen.
That's
quite the lineup. That Peyton Wilson's been hitting leadoff. Yeah, he has a hit in every single game so far this season. I think it's a 15-game hitting streak. You got Gavin Cross. I saw Javier Vaz.
He just got healthy or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, you got a pretty nice group. That's going to be a fun time.
That's the best offense maybe in the entire Texas League. I mean, for sure the Texas League, but maybe Double A. It's one of the better ones.
I mean, they dropped Carter Jensen down to the 5 spot. Carter Jensen's a top 80 prospect in the sport. Yeah, that's a very deep lineup.
Vern, just last question, then we'll let you get out of here. As the Royals continue to kind of like look for offensive help, when do you think is too early for them to make the next move in the outfield? If the offense continues to go this way, Renfro, what do you think is the next move for the Royals if the offense keeps going this way?
Yeah, cutting Hunter Renfro, giving him his pink slip and a bunch of money to hit the bricks. Call up a guy like John Rave. Yeah, no. Shoot, man. I don't know what Renfro brings to the team right now. Okay, clubhouse, yeah, he can be a decent clubhouse guy. But he doesn't use his arm as a weapon anymore. He's throwing to third base when the play's at home. Don't know what's going on there. Offensively, obviously not getting it done. He's never really done much on the base paths. Yeah, listen, they're going to give him every opportunity, you would imagine. They gave him that start last night at DH, even though Mark Canha, I don't know what Mark Canha has to do to get every day at bats. So that, to me, reflects a team that is saying, Hunter, come on, man. Here's your opportunity. You saw what we did with MJ. I know we have to pay you to leave, but we're not afraid to do that, especially if there is a better option. And defensively on the base paths and obviously offensively, it's hard to fight that John Rave is a better option. So, yeah, you would like to think, within a month, if Renfro doesn't do something positive, yeah, he's on his way out.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, this evening, 5:30 on Deck Show. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.